2 Corinthians 1. Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ by God's will, and the brother Timotheus, to the assembly of God which is in Corinth, with all the saints who are in the whole of Achaia. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassions, and God of all encouragement, who encourages us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to encourage those who are in any tribulation whatever, through the encouragement with which we ourselves are encouraged of God. Because, even as the sufferings of the Christ abound towards us, so through the Christ does our encouragement also abound. But whether we are in tribulation, it is for your encouragement and salvation, wrought in the endurance of the same sufferings which we also suffer, and our hope for you is sure. Or whether we are encouraged, it is for your encouragement and salvation, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so also of the encouragement. For we do not wish you to be ignorant, brethren, as to our tribulation which happened to us in Asia, that we were excessively pressed beyond our power, so as to despair even of living. But we ourselves had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not have our trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who has delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver, in whom we confide that he will also yet deliver, ye also laboring together by supplication for us, that the gift towards us, through the means of many persons, may be the subject of the thanksgiving of many for us. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and sincerity before God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in God's grace, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly towards you. For we do not write other things to you, but what ye well know and recognize, and I hope that ye will recognize to the end, even as also ye have recognized us in part, that we are your boast, even as ye are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. And with this confidence I purposed to come to you previously, that ye might have a second favor, and to pass through to Macedonia by you, and again from Macedonia to come to you, and to be set forward by you to Judea. Having therefore this purpose, did I then use lightness? Or what I purpose, do I purpose according to flesh, that there should be with me yea, yea, and nay, nay? Now God is faithful, that our word to you is not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, he who has been preached by us among you, by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, did not become yea and nay, but yea is in him. For whatever promises of God there are, in him is the yea, and in him the amen, for glory to God by us. Now he that establishes us with you in Christ, and has anointed us, is God, who also has sealed us, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. But I call God to witness upon my soul that to spare you I have not yet come to Corinth, not that we rule over your faith, but are fellow workmen of your joy, for by faith ye stand.